This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Let's get over to Dr. Andy Schell, the Profit Doctor.
It's like what Alice was talking about, because if you don't make your mortgage payment, you actually really didn't make your mortgage payment, but you didn't not make your mortgage payment.
That's funny. You really didn't, but you did, but you didn't do it. Anyway, that's a tongue twister. That'll spin you out, right?
It's the end of a quarter. So every end of a quarter is significant for financial reporting. And it's so significant that quarterly reporting can cause you to either preserve your agency approvals, or you can sometimes lose agency approval because of your quarter end financial reporting. So I was going to talk about that a little bit. We've got 2 weeks to the end of the quarter. So on each quarter, we submit financial reports to the warehouse line lenders, to the agencies, and even to state licensing departments, but we don't have to submit it directly. It's done for us. So the warehouse banks receive the financial statements, and they expect to receive GAAP-based financial statements that would include the balance sheet, the income statement, changes in financial position, or changes in capital. Now, the warehouse line banks also expect to get a debt covenant certificate, typically signed by the CFO and the CEO, that represents that the interim financial data is accurate and complete. So lenders get information, the agencies get information, the agencies have a specialized form called the MBFRF, the Mortgage Banker Financial Report Form, and it's a standardized format that everybody uses to submit data into the agencies. Now the state licensing department get data through the NMLS. So the NMLS actually has two forms, one for agency-approved lenders and non-agency-approved lenders. In both cases, all the production volume from each originator is submitted every quarter. So every quarter, the NMLS receives this data that says the name, NMLS number, and how many loans and what the loan amounts were for every single originator, for every single mortgage company throughout the entire country. Now, this data flows through to the specific state, but it's also accessed by other government agencies like Department of Labor, Department of Justice, and they do analysis of this data as well. So it's really important that it's precise, clean, clear, accurate. But about this quarter end, protect your company, preserve your agency approval, there's really three tests that all these people will apply to your quarter end financials. And the three key tests, the most important things to monitor, are cash position, change in capital or equity, whatever you want to call it, and profitability. Those three things, cash, change in equity, and profitability. Now, the cash position is really important because that drives the liquidity test. Now, cash position can be enhanced. You can actually do something today about your cash position at the end of the month. The thing that I've done all the years that I was CFO of a company is we would begin increasing our funding request to be the maximum amount for all the loans that we close for the rest of the month. It means the warehouse line balance is going to be higher. We're going to have more interest expense, but we're not going to use our cash to fund loans as much. We're going to have more cash that we hold, and holding cash is better than having reduced warehouse borrowing, generally speaking. So that's one trick. We want to make certain we're focused on that liquidity test. Now, the second thing that's really important is the change in capital position. So that normally people think about, well, what makes my capital go up and down? Well, profits. If I make more profit, I make it go up. If I have a loss, they go down. A lot of times mortgage companies, at least right now, are seeming to do very well. But distributions to owners also causes capital to go down. So you got to be careful about owner distributions. You can't just take all the money out. That change in capital from the last quarter to the current quarter is monitored by everybody. And if it changes, particularly if it goes down by 10% or more, there can be some serious consequence from that. Now, all these things, the cash position test, the change in equity test, the profitability test, these are all normal things that all mortgage CFOs know about. So the important point is to be sure and listen to what your CFO is telling you to do today and get ready and prepared for that June 30th quarter end financial statement production that's going to be coming up. If you have any other questions, be sure and reach out. This is the Profit Doctor segment. I'm Dr. Andy Schell, and that is the Profit Doctor.
Good job. Well, yeah, I was writing notes feverishly here as you were talking about. I'm doing my CMB. You're sponsoring me on my CMB. And so I'm preparing for that, and we got into some of the things that could mess things up, and we just had a story problem. In fact, I can't wait to talk to you about it. I got a few questions on my story problem this weekend. It talks about, really, a capital position and owners wanting to take money out. and at a particular time of the year and based on circumstances that were just not good.
Well, no, owners want their money, but taking the money can cause the company to lose its agency approval. And if you lose agency approvals, you lose servicing rights and you lose your origination team. It's a cascade of death. So just don't do it. Just be careful. Understand the impacts.
Get advice. Yeah, that doesn't mean you can't pull cash out occasionally, but do it with someone that has an understanding of what this can do for you. Great segment, Andy. Good stuff. Appreciate it. A lot of information there. It is alphabet soup up there.
Mortgage Banker Financial Report Form. Financial Report Form, MBFRF.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go, folks. Go back and listen to this segment anytime or any of the things that Andy is putting on this podcast on our website. We have them all listed out. We actually had someone calling me. They were studying. And they said, Lincoln, I love your podcast because MBA doesn't list it on there for references, but I got some great information from Andy Schell, the Profit Doctor, going in there. So there's some people that are getting information for their test and preparing. So I got to go back and listen to my own podcast. Your segment is some good stuff. All right, Andy. Looking forward to having a barbecue here with you soon. Yeah, listeners, he's local to me, so we get to do that. We're local. We get to do our barbecue. Anyway, special thank you to our sponsors, Finastra, CMLA, Indicom, Accelerate, Ainsworth Advisors, Mobility, Modex, and so many more. And of course, MBS Live. Go get your free extended offer there to get the chance to peruse through that and by putting in LOL, the Lookin' on Lenny podcast. So good to have you all with us. Have a great week, everybody. See you back here next week.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.